Watchmen will sound warnings this hour. You don't want to miss them.
I've come to the interesting realization that our job as a watchman isn't over just because we got raptured. I think our responsibilities extend past the rapture into a new generation of witnessing and teaching capabilities there.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, radio for the remnant. In our first segment today, Jan talks to her guests who have prepared a product for those left behind, that is left behind after the rapture of the church. Scott Townsend and Gary Ray represent the I Am a Watchman ministry. They're here to talk about a new resource you can order for those left behind after the rapture. Here's Jan Markell and her guests.
Welcome to the program, Say. I'm so glad you can join me today. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we frequently talk on the program about a forthcoming event, and the timing of that is unknown. It's called the rapture of the church, according to the Bible. In the twinkling of an eye, believers will vanish from the earth, be taken to heaven, and what follows is known as the tribulation and the great tribulation, and no one wants to be left behind to experience that. According to the book of Revelation, particularly, the events of that time, well, to be honest, they're horrific beyond belief. Putting your faith in Jesus Christ and becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus allows you to escape this wrath. So, what happens after the rapture? Aren't people going to be confused and have questions? Well, there's actually a product we're now carrying to help you inform those who are left behind, and it is a USB drive for a computer. So it's not a book, it's not a DVD, and the recipient of this item is going to need a computer or someone with a computer for this little USB drive. We'll say more about that later. We're going to talk about for the next few minutes what's actually available in this After the Rapture kit in the next 30 minutes or so. Joining me is Scott Townsend and Gary Ray from the I Am a Watchman ministry, the ministry that did our break interviews back on September 21st, Understanding the Times 2019. So Scott and Gary, thank you for joining me for the first time.
Thank you very much, Jan. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
See, all of us believe that this phenomenon, it's imminent, could happen any day. What inspired you? I'll start with you, Scott. What inspired you to create what's called the Rapture Kit?
First, I'd like to begin from a watchman's perspective. Taking just one example, recent developments between Russia, Iran, and Turkey, they're all falling into place as precursors to the Ezekiel 38 war. The convergence of prophetic signs is casting a huge shadow, as you like to say, Jan. And I also like the way that J.D. Farag said it recently, the intensity and frequency, he used the term tachometer, is showing swift movement into the red zone. Consequently, the sense of urgency among awakened remnant believers is almost unbearable. I believe this is a shared sentiment among many of our listeners. Although it's extremely critical to focus on evangelism this side of the rapture, we also realize that it's time to think beyond it. What I'm saying is we must try to project our burden for the lost into the future. I and others believe we are that close. Okay. Who are these people that are left behind? Well, some of them will be our future brothers and sisters that will spend all eternity with us. They're just not part of the church age now.
Let's clarify that, Scott, because they're unsaved now. They are, frankly, going to be left behind. You're saying, hopefully, and according to the Bible, 144,000 Jewish evangelists, two witnesses, be the greatest time of evangelism ever during the tribulation. Therefore, many will get saved. Others will simply come across perhaps a product like we're talking about in this segment.
That's correct. So these are our tribulation saints coming to true faith after the rapture takes place. And Scripture tells us that they will number like the grains of sand. As the I Am a Watchman team traveled to various conferences and we talked with people, we discovered all have unique stories about their family members that are lost. But what is a common thread in each of these conversations is they grieve because they do not see them yielding to Christ in time, and they know what that means. Take my own situation as a father. My daughter and her husband are fully awake and faithful in their local church. However, my son prayed to receive Christ at age 6, and it's difficult to say where he is now at age 35. just like others we've talked to, it's a deeply personal matter to all of us facing these same type of circumstances. So while we continue to pray for the lost in our sphere of influence, we believe it's appropriate to start thinking beyond the rapture to provide the helps needed to bring tribulation saints every opportunity to receive Christ.
I just want to doubly clarify here that today's church, we're in the church age right now, folks. The church is not left behind. It's going to be removed at what's known as the rapture of the church, the end of the church age, but we do have vast numbers of people who sadly are going to be left behind. How are they going to figure out what just happened? And I'm going to bring on Gary Ray in just a minute. I want to play just a real quick clip of Gary. He's talking about just what is this product, because we're carrying it. It's called the Rapture Kit. I'm not quite through here with Scott, but I want to have Gary introduced via this short little clip we're going to play.
Greetings. My name is Gary Ray. I've served as a pastor for more than 30 years, and I've served on the I Am a Watchman ministry team since August of 2017. The I Am a Watchman ministry decided to prepare this video in advance of a supernatural event, which some may be referring to as the rapture or the disappearances. The goal is to provide those left behind with counsel and comfort. I'm glad you're viewing this recording. I imagine you have many questions, are frightened, anxious about what's going to happen. This video was originally recorded in May of 2018 in advance of the rapture. In this video, I will explain how the I'm a Watchman team knew this event was coming and what we did to warn individuals about it and what you can do now. But before I do, I want you to hear that though you may not have been rescued by God in the rapture, you can still be redeemed and saved and have the hope of heaven. It is not too late. More about that at the end of this video.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. Got acquainted with the I Am a Watchman ministry actually some time ago. Got very acquainted with them at my conference back at September 21st as they did some interviews during our break times for our live streamers. Scott Townsend is the founder of I Am a Watchman ministry, which seeks to build a community of watchmen worldwide. Gary Ray has over 30 years of pastoral ministry before becoming a key member of the I Am a Watchman team. You just heard Gary in that little clip. And he's authored 8 e-books covering Bible prophecy, the story of Jesus with leader and student guides, and he's the voice behind the Watchman Minute, played on a couple hundred radio stations. Gary, let's bring you in here into the discussion. I just played that clip of you, and you made that in May of 2018. That's part of this kit, correct?
It is. It's kind of the introductory piece. The material in the kits are arranged so that the person who's probably panicked, afraid, confused, hearing bad information, can quickly identify what has happened and how to find some comfort. What does the Bible say, and what do I do now? So that information is laid out in a very clear, straightforward way.
Gentlemen, all of us would love to see everyone respond to the gospel today, right now, or perhaps, Scott, as you just said, pray to receive the Lord as a child, teenager, whatever. Sadly, countless millions aren't going to do that until it's too late. We all have a burden for evangelism, not just evangelism before the rapture, but after. Why don't you keep going and explaining why and how all of this came about? And then we need to talk about what's in the kit. We need to allow plenty of time for that. So let's move ahead here.
Thank you, Jan. I strongly suspect that those that intellectually understood Christianity or shunned the act of repentance and authentic faith in Jesus will suddenly be extremely receptive after the rapture. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to visualize the coming chaos as hundreds of millions of people are caught up.
Right.
Those left behind will suddenly realize where they truly stand in their relationship with the Lord, and all pretenses to the contrary will be shattered in an instant. Now comes a key point, Jen. As we talked with people and asked them how we were preparing for those they suspected would be left behind, we got an entire range of responses. To be quite honest, most had no response immediately or had relatively blank expressions, but you can tell that just the question forced them to begin thinking pretty hard. Others shared that they had written a letter and stuck it in their Bible in a conspicuous place, so we hear a lot of that too. We believe that a watchman is in the best position to communicate what happened and provide more than just a letter. Our team thought about it. We felt it important to provide a video explaining what happened and why, a clear gospel presentation, teachings on Jesus, an electronic Bible, Bible studies, and so much more. So this is what led to the creation of the Rapture Kit, to come alongside concerned Christians sharing the burden for what to leave behind, not just a letter, but tools.
Well, let me insert here, and that is that Olive Tree is carrying the Rapture Kit. It's in our store. Find it at olivetreeviews.org. Call my office if you'd like. It'll be in some of our newsletters. Here again, what you're going to get in the Rapture Kit is a USB drive. Some of you may be saying, I have no idea what that is. It's just a little device that you plug into a computer. If you don't have one, you're going to be giving these items to others. They're going to have a computer or know someone who does to plug in this simple little USB drive. Remember, there'll be just a real quick little video in our store if you might have a little bit of concern about how to use it and how to find things on your computer. We're trying to make it as simple as possible because we have such a burden. We have a burden for the lost both before the rapture and after. I want to talk specifically before our time gets away. And thank you, you've already referenced incredible amount of information in this Rapture Kit, a Bible, a digital folder with more than 120 pages of important information, 8 books, 12 video teachings, an illustrated storybook for children, hundreds of scripture tracts from World Missionary Press, a 40-minute video presentation noting what the rapture is and what has happened and what to do now. This is some of the information that's on this little USB drive. You plug it into a computer. You can also learn a lot more on these gentlemen's website, iamawatchman.com, iamawatchman.com. Gary, talk to me a little bit more about the contents.
I'm excited to share about this because I don't see the Rapture Kit as a product that we sell. It's a ministry resource designed to help believers today strengthen their witness and have a spiritual impact for Christ in the post-rapture mission field. The Rapture Kit really has two parts. One, resources for those who are giving the kit away, and two, resources for those who will receive the kit. Mm-hmm. So for those who are giving the kit away, we provide suggestions regarding how to address or talk about the subject, the rapture. We provide suggestions regarding how to give a Rapture Kit to an unchurched person. There's witnessing helps, a profile of key prophecies regarding what the Lord has been doing and what he is about to do. We provide information on the biblical foundation for the rapture teaching and sample letters and discussion points to help individuals share, as watchmen must, that the return of the Lord is near. And as you've already mentioned, those who receive the kit will find a informative video that explains what has happened and what to do next. We imagine that after the rapture, this video is going to be a valuable tool that will help people understand how to find comfort, how to have hope, what is the truth, how does the Bible fit into this, and how do I now change my life and live for the Lord. That video and complementing video on salvation and multiple text files, they are designed to lead individuals to know that it's not too late to be saved and how to be saved, and then it prompts them to make that decision and actually be saved and give their life to the Lord. We anticipate that in the post-rapture world, there's going to be great confusion,
yes,
rise of false teachings, and end-time prohibitions on all things Christian. And so we asked ourselves, how are people going to get saved? How are they going to understand what happened or grow in the faith or rise up to be that next generation of leaders in the post-rapture world? And so our resources are designed to address those questions and concerns.
And I have seen a good deal of this, not all of it because it's literally hours and hours, but I've seen a good deal of it. It's very, very helpful. It's very well done. Go ahead, Gary.
We see the post-rapture world as being something like what we read of in the book of Acts. No church buildings, lots of small group home meetings, networks of believers relying on each other, helping each other. Most of all, we see the rapid deployment of newer believers that get saved and then they're commissioned to go out and serve and witness and teach and preach in a powerful way at a tremendous moment in history. In a way, we see the Rapture Kit as a rapid spiritual development resource. The material will help people accept Christ, understand who Jesus is and what he expects. Discipleship materials include apologetics-themed teachings that will embolden faith and give skeptics reasons to believe. There's books on the ins and outs of Bible prophecies and the 50 key teachings of Christianity, information on how to be a watchman for the Lord, how to identify your gift and calling, a Bible study to help people teach others, and information on witnessing, how and why to witness, and that will help them to be a witness and share the gospel to others. Our resources are designed to help new believers rapidly be equipped, resourced, and deployed to accomplish God's work.
Now, folks, you may be thinking, we're going to get all of this, books, videos. No, you're going to get a USB drive. That's all you're going to get, a tiny little, about 2 inches less than that even, USB drive. Once you plug that into your computer, all of that information is going to be available on your computer. Everything that Gary and Scott are talking about, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. We're offering that for $30. You can go through our store. If you're out of the U.S., you can go through our store. You have shipping calculated. In the U.S., shipping is $6. I'm so enthused about this project because I've talked to literally dozens of people over the years who have come to me and said, what do we do about our loved ones who are going to be left behind? How can we convey to them what's happened, even though some of you have explained to them, but you haven't explained to them with literally multiple documents, videos, ebooks, teachings, various other kinds of illustrations that are included in this little kit that all comes on a USB drive. Again, I'm not sitting here trying to promote a big sale. That's not our interest whatsoever. It's equipping you. It's equipping you so that you can equip those you care about. Scott, go ahead. Weigh in here.
Well, one thing that we wanted to achieve for sure is one of the characteristics of that small little USB drive, and it's about an inch and a half long. It's very small. But if you think about it, Jan, it's highly concealable. You could stick it in your shoe. You can stick it in a sock. You don't want to carry around a wheelbarrow full of books and things like that when Christianity will be a very hostile situation at that point in time. So it's designed to be something that could be passed on, that can be copied. There's all kinds of things that can occur at that point. Of course, our real goal is to propagate the gospel and to fight deception and to help grow a new generation of leaders.
Yes, and I think perhaps you've come under some criticism for let's focus far more on evangelism now and let's not give so much attention to post-rapture, but the true watchman will be a watchman pre- or post-rapture.
And that's right. I feel like there's a lot of people, Jan, you've commented on this in your show, of course, is that people are fatigued.
Watchmen are
tired.
You're right.
They're isolated. They're on their position on the wall, and yet there's this great fatigue. And I kind of have come to the conclusion that watchmen, as far as I'm concerned, we're all trying to sprint towards that finish line, and we're literally going to collapse over the finish line. I've come to the interesting realization that our job as a watchman isn't over just because we got raptured. I think our responsibilities extend past the rapture into a new generation of witnessing and teaching capabilities there.
Yeah.
For a long time, the church has done well in the area of foreign missions, but this ministry resource provides a way for the church, for believers, to be involved in future missions. And that's my heart, to really have an impact in the post-rapture world.
And you just said, Scott, and I so identify with what you just said about believers right now, some anyway, being downhearted and battle-weary. In other words, J.D. Farag gave that message back on September 21st, being battle-weary. And many, many of them are, for various reasons. They're put down. Some are mocked. Some are laughed at. Some are going through personal trials, family trials, health issues. They're discouraged because they are sharing their faith. They may not be making a whole lot of impact, it would appear anyway. None of us really want believers to be this kind of remnant believer battle weary. We want them to be enthused about sharing the gospel, enthused about being watchmen on the wall. Ezekiel 33 is all about being watchmen on the wall and not having the blood on our hands for being silent. Well, the three of us right now aren't being silent.
We are pushing very hard to extend the gospel into the future. And I have to admit that it's aggressive to think this way, Jan. But I think that it's time. I mean, I see so many people, including all of the guests that you have on your show, literally pointing towards the soon rapture of the church. And yet, I think we're kind of frozen as a body of Christ right now as to how to exactly take the next step to realize, hey, although we continue to push and witness and plead and pray for salvation to come to those that we love in our sphere of influence, the fact of the matter is we know that many will not. And so it's incumbent on us as believers, as mature believers, to understand, okay, we're going to collapse over the finish line, but what we're going to do is we're going to have that USB stick in our hand, and we're giving it into the next generation of believers.
So again, you can find this little rapture kit in my store, olivetreeviews.org. It's just a little drive, and on it, an amazing amount. Gentlemen, how long did it take you to put this together? Again, you've got books, videos, DVDs, teachings, ebooks, all sorts of things, documents, on and on. How long did it take you to do this?
It took probably the better part of a year, and we're still refining. The good thing about the flash drive is that individuals who receive it can add their own information to it before they give it to someone. So that makes it easy to customize and a very good, unique, personal witnessing tool.
Wonderful.
Right.
Go ahead, Scott.
We believe that this is a new benchmark, a new starting point, actually, that augments what would classically be a letter stuck in a Bible left behind. This is a new way of thinking about it. And what we're hoping that people will do as they grasp the significance of this is they can now put their own documents, their own personal video, their own ability to look directly into the camera and to say to those that they love, to plead with them about what has happened, and to follow the instructions that are in the Rapture Kit documents, and then add their thing that they need to do and communicate to their family. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing with my son. I'm still thinking through all the things that I need to say to my son, but time is short. I realize that it took us opposition aside, Jan, because there was a fair amount of opposition our team was facing as we were putting this resource together, as you can imagine. But it took 9 to 12 months for us to get all this together. And we're really satisfied that this is a very good head start for people.
I am a Watchman ministry. Actually has traffic from, well, almost 200 countries. It's available in 33 languages, all online. Their original content is designed to inform, inspire, and equip fellow watchmen, which I think all my listeners are for such a time as this. They have a program, a View from the Wall podcast, hosted by Joe Kerr and Dylan Burrows, and has over 750,000 downloads. And Joe Kerr and Dylan Burrows, some of you who streamed my conference back on September 21st saw Joe and Dylan do break time interviews with all of my speakers, including yours truly. And by the way, they gave me a beautiful gift. I can't thank you all enough for your thoughtfulness, for doing that, for being a fellow watchman, watchwoman on the wall here. Gentlemen, we've got about a minute or two left. Gary, why don't you wrap things up?
Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. We have great appreciation for your ministry, Jan. Our heart is to support watchmen around the world, to help individuals feel empowered and resourced to be the witness that God wants them to be, to have an impact in the world today and also in the post-rapture world. Our heart is to encourage and equip and inform and exhort. It's hard to do that sometimes, but that's our mission and our calling, and we believe that God has given us a team and a vision and a founder who supports all that we're doing, and we're having an impact for the Lord, and we are so excited to be a part of the kingdom work.
Amen. Scott, you got about 30 seconds. Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I'd just like to follow up on your comment about the Lifetime Service Award. You realize that is called the Jan Markell Lifetime Service Award as a watchman, and our intent is to continue to pay that forward to additional honorees at the future. Of course, that would be Lord willing and tarrying. We are so thrilled that you received that in the spirit that it was given, really to honor you and all that you've done for the kingdom of God and for us here at such a time as this.
Well,
you have an amazing ministry.
Thank you, Scott. It was such an honor, and I know Amir Safadi had a little role in that too. That's all on the Break Time interviews, folks. It's on our CDs. It's on our DVDs of the conference. It's posted online. You can find everything on our website. Every minute of our conference is on our website, olivetreeviews.org. Just go to video. If you want to learn more about the gentleman I've just talked to for almost 30 minutes here, iamawatchman.com. To order the product we've talked about for almost 30 minutes, olivetreeviews.org, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org. We're asking $30. Shipping is $6 in the U.S. We'll get that out to you quickly. It's a couple of weeks at the longest. Gentlemen, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your vision. I want to thank you for the spirit that I hear coming from both of you, which is a tremendous burden for the lost in your role as a watchman and trying to get the gospel to the kingdom, to the world, here in these final hours of history as we may know it. We'll stay in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jim.
The other side of a break, changing topics, coming right back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
We try to provide cutting-edge resources for you in our online store. You can also call us Central Time for any product we might carry. Reach us at olivetreeviews.org, that's olivetreeviews.org, or by calling us at 763-559-4444, that's 763-559-4444. More in just a moment.
Welcome to Understanding the Times 2019.
What struck you most?
How relevant this conference is and how relatable it is to our everyday lives.
For me, the big thing is Jan is all about truth.
Knowing that I'm getting good, solid, biblical teaching that is, it's going to fuel my faith.
There's a lot of younger people here this year, it seems like. So that's actually what stood out to me, which is awesome.
I was most impacted by the shared enthusiasm this group shares, and it gives me more motivation to go out and talk about it and the confidence to do so.
I really enjoy studying prophecy.
I love learning about end times prophecy because you just don't hear it in the church anymore.
I think it's been very interesting to see how current events, like what's going on in Israel with their upcoming election, and how that plays into the prophecies that are laid out in the Bible.
I would encourage everybody to come to the conference just to be in the members of the body of Christ learning about true prophecy and what is going on in light of today's world events.
It's biblical truth that's coming through, and you are encouraged by seeing all these other believers.
Come because it's very important to see how current events in today's world are tied back to biblical prophecy.
It connects the politics going on all over the world, natural disaster, and the Bible all in one. You can't ignore it.
There's something that every Christian should be interested in biblical prophecy and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And this is why we are asking people to stand with us, stand for truth, and really develop the courage to say, now is my calling, now is my time, today is my defining moment. We all must come together. We all must ask God, how can I be an instrument in your hand to make a difference for the country?
You can reach us by mail by writing to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Consider a year-end tax-deductible gift to Olive Tree Ministries if we have made a difference in your life. The DVDs and CDs of our recent conference make a wonderful gift. Speakers included Dr. Robert Jeffress, Amir Sarfati, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Pastor J.D. Farag, Jan Markell, and Lori Cardoza-Moore. As a bonus, you get interviews of all speakers. Our conference date for 2020 is Saturday, September 26. Details will be announced a bit later. Jan is now joined by another watchman on the wall, Brigitte Gabrielle. Here are Jan and Brigitte.
And welcome back. You heard that little conference promo, so I do hope you'll check out our conference CDs and DVDs in our store. Give my office a call. Get on our various newsletter lists as well. And be sure to check out our very active social media presence, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Remember, we're putting images, videos, and more into our YouTube, Jan Markell, Olive Tree Ministries, so that you can have a visual source to watch, not just listen on radio, though we're so thankful for hundreds and hundreds of radio stations that have carried this program now for so many years. And for so many years, I have worked with my guest for this segment. Let me just give a little bit of background. Brigitte Gabrielle started the largest grassroots national security organization, Act for America, in 2002. Began working with her, I think, about 2004, and I've consistently talked with her on air as I never have met anyone who is so dedicated, honestly, to America's national security, at least from a grassroots level. And she comes from Lebanon, a victim of terror in that country. And I've watched her influence and outreach grow over the 15 years, and I've watched her get more and more, frankly, marginalized, mainly by the out-of-control left who doesn't want America or any of the free world secure. More recently, marginalized even by so-called conservatives. She has written three books. The latest one is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And I know she endures, quite frankly, daily attacks, death threats, false labels from fake news media, and marginalization. As I said a moment ago, even from the right, we're going to talk about one of those incidents, at least in the opening segment. Brigitte Gabrielle, welcome back to Understanding the Times Radio.
Thank you, Jen. It's always an honor and pleasure to be with you.
The pleasure, honestly, is mine. But listen, a few weeks ago now, you had a very unfortunate experience because you had made arrangements at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, and that was for your annual fundraiser, which for Act for America is a very significant event for obvious reasons. Somebody stepped in, and they're called the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not sure they have much to do with poverty or law. Talk to us a little bit about what happened.
Oh, my goodness, Jan. Like you said, my organization had contracted, actually, with Mar-a-Lago in Florida, which is President Trump's summer home, where they call it the Winter White House and Country Club. And we contracted with Mar-a-Lago back in April. I mean, we started talking with them in February. We signed the contract in April to hold our annual dinner fundraising gala. This is our only fundraising gala of the year.
Right.
And we decided to do it in Mar-a-Lago this year. And, you know, we signed the contract with them. We were honoring members of the Freedom Caucus. We had Congressman Jim Jordan invited, Congressman Mark Meadows, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. We were going to have Michelle Malkin as our keynote speaker.
Yes, you were.
So we had an incredible lineup. Congressman Louis Gohmert was going to receive an award as well. We had an incredible lineup. And we had invited our top supporters to come to Mar-a-Lago for this honor, you know, honoring the members of Congress who are really on the front line fighting for us. Well, lo and behold, the Southern Poverty Law Center got a hold of that we were doing this. They put out an article on Friday night, 2 weeks ago. At midnight, they put out an article about this hate group because, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center considers people like you and me as haters. Act for America is labeled as a hate group. The Family Research Council is labeled as a hate group. American Family Radio is labeled as a hate group. I can literally go down the list of pretty much most of the conservative organizations who are put on this list, as well as conservative leaders. They put out a hit piece about us, challenging Mar-a-Lago, asking to cancel the event. How dare they host a hate group, etc. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, publishes the same thing on Saturday morning. The Miami Herald does the same thing. And lo and behold, Jan, within 2 hours, the attorneys at Mar-a-Lago, the Trump attorneys in New York, cave and cancel our event within 2 hours of these reports coming out of the Miami Herald putting their hit piece out. So here I am in New Orleans with the Vice President Mike Pence at the time, who was speaking. I was attending a private, by invitation only event. We were with him. And, you know, I'm getting these messages on my cell phone saying that Mar-a-Lago is canceling our contract. And I'm thinking to myself, hold on 1 second. Let me just step out of this meeting. So they canceled the event. Here we were on a Saturday. Everything is closed. There was nobody to talk to. The New York Times writes a hit piece on Sunday. The Mar-a-Lago issues a statement. We will absolutely not hold this event at Mar-a-Lago. By the time Monday morning opened up where we can actually talk to somebody or they can actually call and talk to somebody, everything was said and done. And Jen, I have to tell you, this has put us in such crisis mode for a conservative organization, the largest national security grassroots organization in the country, over a million members, that we were literally thrown under the bus by the Trump attorneys without even knowing who we are and what we do, because the Southern Poverty Law Center screamed that we are a hate group, as well as the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE.
That's right.
It was amazing the damage that they did to us.
You have produced an outstanding message to the president, which I want to play. It's about 5 minutes, and then I want to come back and talk about it.
Mr. President, my organization, Act for America, is the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. with over 1 million members. This week, its annual dinner gala was canceled by Mar-a-Lago. The one thing I've learned from you, Mr. President, is never, ever give up. The left has weaponized name-calling. They lie, twist the truth, take words out of context, and do whatever they can to destroy those with whom they disagree. You know that more than anyone. This is a defining moment for free speech in America, and is bigger than just a canceled gala. Indeed, it is bigger than Brigitte Gabriel and Act for America. This is a defining moment for our nation. Are we going to allow the left to define each and every one of us based upon shameful lies? The same people who call you Nazi, racist, bigot, and white supremacist, Mr. President, are the same people who label me and my over 1 million member organization anti-Muslim.
You are not a Nazi, and we are not anti-Muslim. As one of the largest conservative organizations in the nation, we are your national security boots on the ground, Mr. President. Please do not throw us under the bus, because the Southern Poverty Law Center, New York Times, and Miami Herald screamed hate group to silence us. Past speakers and honorees of Act for America events include Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, Representative Mike Pompeo, now your Secretary of State, Representative Jim Bridenstine, now your NASA administrator, Representative Ron DeSantis, now the governor of Florida, and Senator Marsha Blackburn, just to mention a few. Are they all haters? Of course not. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are all patriots. They are all leaders. Mr. President, the truth has become hate speech. When do we say enough? Our nation is at a crossroads. I ask you to stand with me and millions of everyday Americans who are not just members of Act for America, but are members of scores of conservative organizations across the country. We are tired of having false and hateful labels put on us, labels that define us in the exact opposite of who we really are and what we believe. We are God-fearing, America-loving, veteran-honoring, flag-waving patriots who love this country and will fight to our last breath to protect her from all threats, foreign and domestic. I ask you to stand with me in defense of free speech, in defiance of the false labels, and with millions of Americans tired of being labeled racist, bigots, white supremacists, Nazis, and Islamophobes. Act for America's 1.6 million members all across this nation want this gala back on. And we want to rename it Honoring Freedom of Speech Gala. And we want you as our guest of honor. This is our defining moment. Our founding fathers gave everything, and most of them died broke to give us the country and the freedoms we enjoy today. The least we can do is fight to preserve that freedom for generations to come. It was George Washington himself who said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." This statement has never been more relevant than it is today, Mr. President. Freedom of speech is under attack, and it is time we fight for it like our founders intended. I came to this country from Lebanon as a legal immigrant. America is not a geographical location. America is a spirit. It is an attitude. It is the spirit of millions who had an exceptional ability to fight for the best version of themselves and what they could be. They created the greatest country on the face of the planet. Your grandfather and I came here to become a part of this exceptional nation called America. To quote from one of your speeches, Mr. President, never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people that care about you. The more that a broken system tells you that you are wrong, the more you should know that you must keep pushing forward. We want to push forward, Mr. President. We want to show those who seek to silence you and millions of other God-fearing, nation-loving men and women all across this country that we won't back down, that they will never succeed in silencing us. Stand with us, Mr. President. Reverse the decision and come celebrate freedom of speech at your Mar-a-Lago as our guest of honor. Continue to lead the charge to make our nation stronger, safer, more prosperous than ever before, and to show the world that American speech is free now and it will be free forevermore. Thank you.
Brigitte Gabriel, as you say, this is bigger than a canceled gala, which you had planned, because truth has become hate speech.
Is the new hate speech, Jan. And right now, those of us who speak the truth, yeah, who stand on the truth, and who speak our conviction, and who love all people. Look, we are Christians. The Bible taught us to pray for our enemies, forgive those who trespass against us, to treat others the way we want to be treated. I mean, for the Southern Poverty Law Center to accuse people like us of being haters could not be further from the truth. It is ironic that they would slap that label on us. And this is why we are asking people to stand with us, stand for truth,
and really develop the courage to say, now is my calling, now is my time, today is my defining moment. We all must come together. We all must ask God, how can I be an instrument in your hand to make a difference for the country? As far as me, Jen, as far as I am concerned, I know this is my purpose. I know this is my mission. I am convinced this is what God wants me to do at this time in our nation's history.
Absolutely.
And I'm committed to mobilizing people, to asking people to stand with us. And this is why I'm encouraging people who are listening to my message right now. Let this be your defining moment. Please pray about it and ask God, how can you help us? How can you be involved? I'm a firm believer. God uses his people as instruments of change. God doesn't change the world through lightning in the sky. God uses his people. And I urge people to go to our website, to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and sign up to join us. Sign up as an activist. It doesn't cost you anything to become an activist. We want to be able to reach you when there is something important that you need to be alerted about so you can take action. And if God is leading you to stand with us financially and support us, please do so. We desperately need your help, especially after the cancellation of this dinner gala. And pray that God will open new doors, that God will send new people.
Folks, do just that. This cancellation, for some strange reason, by the president, at least by his staff, has put a terrible financial crunch on this organization, Act for America. So go to our website, actforamerica.org, and perhaps you're thinking about a year-end gift at this point, and you might send that to her organization. Again, I've worked with Brigitte, I believe, starting in about 2004, right after she formed the organization, and she's right, it's the largest grassroots national security. She was very moved. First of all, she comes from Lebanon, a land of terror. Then 9/11 happened here in America, and all of us, not just Brigitte Gabriel, all of us realize there's a terrible problem in the world, and it's called international terror. Let me just move to a little bit similar topic, Brigitte, and that is we no longer see you on Fox News. Now, let me just quickly clarify that about a month ago, I did have Michelle Bachmann in studio with me, and we talked a little bit about that, and some folks actually got a little bit irritated with me for saying that Fox is not quite what it used to be, and they still have some fine hosts on who would appreciate both of what you and I are doing, Brigitte. But there are those from Judge Napolitano to Martha McCallum, even Brett Baer, not to mention Juan Williams and others who are pushing back against what you and I do on a daily basis. You're not there. How come?
I am not there, and many of the regular conservatives you used to see on there talking about national security are no longer there. Have you thought about last time you saw Ralph Peters on Fox News? Last time you saw many people like me on Fox News, conservatives who used to talk about national security. They're no longer there because we are not welcomed ever since the father died and the sons took over
the
Fox
Murdoch
News.
The Murdoch sons.
Both of them are to the left. One of them is to the extreme left. And as you and I are speaking, Fox is being ready to be sold to a left-of-center British company out of Britain. So the sons have already began preparing the network for the sale and already began going after more leftist advertisers. So when they start losing conservative advertisers, the network would not be hurting. And right now, this is why you're seeing a huge shift on Fox News. Even the guests that are there now, they have to watch what they say, and they are barely hanging on with the thread. Look what happened to Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine Pirro, whom a lot of our listeners love.
That's right.
I know you love her. She's a very close friend of mine. She's like a sister to me. We're like sisters. You know, we both come from Lebanon originally,
so we both
you know, are Lebanese Christians, formerly in our heritage. And so we are on the same page. You cannot believe what they're doing to her right now. I mean, she's barely hanging by a thread.
Really?
They watch every word she says. They have to approve of her talking points 48 hours before the show airs and has it pre-recorded to make sure she's not going to say anything on the air that they cannot control. I mean, Fox News has gone left. Even the president is commenting about how Fox News has gone to the left. And I can tell you, if there was another network right now other than Fox News, like Fox News to the right, neither Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, nor Jeanine Pirro would be on Fox News. They would be on the other network. But right now, Fox News has no competition, and that's why they are all still there.
You substantiate just about everything I indeed have heard about the issue. Talking to Brigitte Gabriel for this particular segment, you can learn much more at actforamerica.org. You can check out her book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. It's her third book. Let me ask you, Brigitte, about the situation in northern Syria. And the reason I'm asking you this is you're from the Middle East. You're from Lebanon. I know you have an opinion, obviously, on national security. So let me just put this situation with the Kurds in northern Syria into a national security picture for our discussion for at least a few minutes here. Is ISIS going to reconstitute? I believe so. Could ISIS then become a threat right here in America? Possibly. And yet there are two sides to this story, and everybody I talk to acknowledges that there are two sides to this story, because the body bags coming home from the Middle East, and are starting with our president, getting tired of seeing. But give me your take on the situation in Syria, particularly with the Kurds, who, as I speak, feel abandoned. And at the same time, all of this could change in the next week or two and could play out differently.
Here's the problem with the Middle East. We are the superpower of the world right now. And we put troops in strategic places to serve our national interests. I mean, look, we are still in Japan. We are still in different places around the world, in Germany. I mean, we're still in places protecting different places in the world. South Korea, perfect example. But we have not paid attention to the Middle East, and we have not played our cards right in the Middle East. If we would have gone in there and destroyed Al-Qaeda immediately after September 11th, exactly what the world expected us to do, but we did not. We went there trying to build nations. You're not going to win hearts and minds. The only language they understand is strength. What defeated ISIS was the president telling the generals, go in and do whatever you need to do and just get rid of them. And that's exactly what they did. The reason why we defeated ISIS, because we unleashed the shackles around the ankles of our generals who were trained to kill. Yes. Kill, because the job of our military is to kill and destroy in order to defeat our enemy. Not to build schools, not to build highways. This is what we did right with ISIS. Now, by us withdrawing out of Syria and leaving the Kurds to fight for themselves and basically be destroyed by Turkey. Turkey is no ally to the United States.
No.
We allowed the Russians to go in right now and fill the hole and establish their presence over there. And of course, we do not trust the Russians. They're working with the Iranians. Iran has a vested interest in keeping a relationship with Syria as a conduit and a route to smuggle weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So we made a mistake by pulling out. I understand what the president is doing in saying we are tired of watching our sons come in body bags and our mothers and sisters and daughters and children wailing the death of our sons. And for what? So we can be a police of the world. We cannot police the world. I see where he's coming from. So the situation in Syria, we're literally caught in the middle. Our allies know that they cannot trust the United States. Look, the United States threw the Shah under the bus because Carter stood with Khomeini, and that's exactly how Khomeini came. America, Lebanese people did not trust America because America went in, the Marines got blown up, America withdrew, Lebanon turned into a police state because Iran went in. So we are seeing, this is not the first time. There has been precedent to you cannot trust America. Look, the Iraqis trusted America. Once America withdrew, look at what's happening in Iraq right now. The Christians are out of Iraq. We went from 2 million Christians in Iraq to less than 200,000 right now.
Amazing.
So it is a problem. We need to invest in our intelligence agencies. We cannot throw the baby with the bathwater. We need to have some presence, and we need to beef up our intelligence operations in the Middle East while at the same time be able to respond when people like ISIS or, look, when Al-Qaeda went away, ISIS didn't even exist. Now we have ISIS. We defeated ISIS. There'll be another organization under a different name. We need to realize that we are fighting an ideology,
not
alphabet soup, that once we eliminate one, we have another alphabet configuration come up. We need to fight the ideology and defeat it, and we need to invest in an intelligence operation.
Let me move on to another subject. Talking for this segment to Brigitte Gabrielle. You learn a lot more at actforamerica.org. We started talking about the very tragic situation of her organization annual fundraiser being canceled at Mar-a-Lago, which is President Trump's Florida, one of his Florida retreats, of an event that was totally unexpected by the organization. I just put that in my own perspective. If my annual conference in the fall of every year, a couple of days ahead of time, I got news that 4,000 people were going to have to meet somewhere else, be a terrible, terrible shock. Let me move on to a little bit different topic, Brigitte. Our time is winding down, but I still would like your input on it. And that is, we've got obviously an election in 1 year. President Trump was in Minneapolis. This is several weeks ago now. You, I'm sure, heard that downtown Minneapolis became the site of literal anarchy, lawlessness, Antifa, along with Representative Ilhan Omar and company, were all on the streets, practically destroying parts of our downtown area because it's just what the left does. In spite of a wonderful, wonderful rally the president had in downtown Minneapolis. As a matter of fact, my producer sitting just a few feet from me was there, he and his wife, and said it was sort of an unprecedented event in their lifetime, the whole spirit of the evening. And yet we have the left pushing back like this. Give me your thoughts here in the closing minutes that we have on campaign 2020 and those on the left, because from a national security standpoint, you, like me, are very, very concerned about the leftist mentality, the leftist lunacy that puts every other country first before America and America's national security. Is there anybody that stands out on the left that we need to be praying against, if I can put it that way?
We need to be praying that God will keep our president in office for the next 6 years. That's what we need to be praying for.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, it's very scary what's happening on the other side. The other side is running on a socialist agenda. Our founding fathers are turning in their grave, hearing Americans push socialism and put down capitalism and want to change our constitution and have no respect for our constitution, no respect for our flag, no respect for our national anthem, no respect for our history. They are destroying, they are closing. Look, Thomas Jefferson in his own town, they want to take down his statue and close his school. When you look at what's happening in our country, this is the time for us to say we need to become engaged and we need to become active. We need to have the same passion on our side that the left has. And always remember, 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. So here we had the rally in Minnesota with the president, with tens of thousands of people. Inside, outside, it was unbelievable, unprecedented event. Yet it took a few thousand people sitting on the outside who are causing problems, who have no ethics, no conscience, no rules, who want to break the law, the Antifa thugs. And by the way, do you know that my organization, Act for America, was behind the push to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization? No wonder why the left hates our guts and they want to cancel our event and they want to stop us from doing what we do. Because they know we are the most effective organizations, literally introducing bills and passing bills to stop them. There's a big difference between people talking about the problem and people introducing legislation in Congress and passing legislation to stop them in their track. And that's what we do. And so I encourage people again, those of you who are listening right now, you need to become engaged no matter what organization you join in your community. We need you engaged. Find your favorite organization, find your favorite charity, find your favorite political group, and become involved. Go to our website, actforamerica.org, and sign up as an activist. No matter what other organization you belong to, you can get our information and share it with your organization. Our action alerts, like designating Antifa as a terrorist organization, like supporting our police. We have a bill in Congress, the Serve and Protect Act. It says if you injure a police officer, you serve 5 years in jail. If you kill a police officer, you serve life in prison. We need those type of legislation passed, and we need you involved. Sign up as an activist. Stand with us as a Patriot partner. We need you engaged in every way you can. And we need to mobilize in every community so we can get our people out. We now have a voter registration drive. We need people to understand. Get involved. Vote. Know who to belong to. Form groups in your community. We are doing all that, and we would love for you to join us. Go to actforamerica.org and join us.
You have your marching orders, folks, honestly. Quite frankly, you can start an Act for America chapter in your hometown. Again, just go to her website and learn how you can do that. How many chapters do you have across the country?
Well, now we have groups. We now have 80,000 activists meeting in groups.
Really?
And because we used to have our chapters have public meetings, and then the Southern Poverty Law Center will send their leftists to intimidate them.
Really?
So we told our groups, forget it. Meet in groups in homes. Form your own group. Nobody would know where you are, who you are. You can meet with your friends. You can strategize. And here's the difference between the left and the right, Jan. The left, they are so organized. They tell their people, meet me at Starbucks. Let's get together 5:30 on the way home from work. They make lists of their city council members. Who do we need to get rid of? What time do they meet? How many of us can meet up and challenge them on whatever they're trying to pass? Who are our school board members that we need to get rid of? Who are our elected officials that we need to character assassinate and put up somebody else against them? That's what the left does. The right, on the other side, they say, oh, let's meet at the Republican Party, Tea Party, whatever. Once a month meeting, let's eat the rubber chicken, hear a great speaker. And then at the end of the meeting, everybody pats themselves in the back and they say, oh, great, let's see what speaker we're going to bring next month. That's what we do on our side. The left is mobilized and organized. Our people show up to a lunch meeting, eat the lunch, and then pat themselves in the back. They all got entertained, heard a great speaker. That's why we're losing and the left is winning. And until we form our own little groups that can be organized in our homes, meet at Starbucks, map your community. What other groups are active in your community who share your passion, who are on the same page? Get to know them. Get to network together. Find out what they're working on, what you're working on, so you can coordinate your activities. It is in your best interest to coordinate activities, and that's what we do. People, again, I encourage you, you need to become engaged. The time for education is over. We are educated. People hear talk radio. People listen to Fox News. People read articles on the internet. It's not enough to be educated and say, I vote in 2 years. A lot of things happen in 2 years between voting. Between now and the election next year, Jan, a lot of things will happen.
Yes.
The left is mobilized. We need our groups to mobilize as well.
Brigitte Gabriel, thank you for all you do. I am just totally out of time, folks. I think of the verse in Isaiah 59:14, justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth has fallen in the street and uprightness cannot enter. I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
This ministry tries to prepare you for the perilous times we are in. We know you lead busy lives. If you miss a program on air, you can always listen electronically on our website, olivetreeviews.org, at oneplace.com, or on our YouTube channel, where we insert images and video. You can always tap into the oneplace.com mobile app. Thank you for your financial support. All gifts to Olive Tree Ministries are tax deductible. Thank you for trusting this ministry in a day of deception, denial, discouragement, and even despair. We're here to encourage you that things are all falling into place.